Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour of the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Bucks start up on Thursday. They'll take on the Houston Rockets down in H-Town. It'll be a battle of the last two MVPs in the NBA. Yours is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yes, he's the reigning defending MVP. And why I say defending like that, he's the odds-on favorite, ladies and gentlemen, to repeat as the MVP.
Hey, can somebody do me a favor? Can somebody look up a ticket for me for Saturday? So how much it cost me?
Why they got to look it up for you? It
depends on where you're trying to go. Are you trying to
see if you can do that?
Because you're trying to sit in the lower level, right?
Right. No.
About 70, 80 bucks.
Steve says 70, 80 bucks up top.
Yeah, up top. Right.
That's what I saw
second level.
On the ones that I've been scouring on.
Now, Toby's going to look for me.
I'll tell you this.
Since we complain, let's see if we can find something.
If we can find something different. 414-799-1250. Have the Bucks priced you out of going to games? 414-799-1250. Let's go to who's been home the longest. Chris is in West Dallas. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a shuttle driver. I go by the name of Chris Crashmore.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll ride with him.
But anyway, you know, if people are going to the game, there's a lot of bars that take you right to the game, to the Bucks game. You can sit at a bar, have your food, and go to the game.
Very similar to how they do for Brewers games, right?
I know Jackson's Blue Ribbon is one. I don't drive for them, but I know they go there. And then, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, I know my son last year got us tickets through – you know, is a Ticket Geek. I mean, you can go at the last minute, and sometimes you get tickets for like $12.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. I'm just looking now at StubHub.
Chris,
for the
make sure to turn the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show on in that shuttle.
I'm looking at StubHub for the first time to see, Gary, what we got here for ticket prices at StubHub.
Mm-hmm. Show them right now.
And you can just click on sections, and then it'll tell you what's available in that section.
Right.
26 rows off.
I can't believe y'all just finding this out.
Section like 112. $47 each.
Just been
26
out for years.
Rows up. Now you're behind a basket, obviously.
You'll feel like you're getting dunked on.
That's also without the fees, though. So, I mean,
you're also going to put in the fees
and everything. But
well, how much is fees?
Usually about 15 to 20%.
I got one here in section. Was that 106, Toby?
Yeah, something like that.
For 150 a piece.
Toby, get his credit card.
Row 25.
Row 25.
Get Toby your credit card. Lock it in.
What? Then how much extra I'm going to get?
Be like 170 probably, man. By the time
175, yeah. 170, 180.
No, Toby just found another one for 192.
That's with the fees.
So yeah, 150 is with the fees is 190.
The Bucks have sales guys that can help you. I don't have it.
No, Leroy's going for free. Leroy ain't paying
Leroy,
for
would
ticket.
You pay that?
No, I don't know.
So you spend so if you wanted like a really good seat, 192.
No, I
so
got
$400. You spending $400
to take you two to the game.
Okay,
you and somebody else,
and then grab you something to eat.
Mm-hmm. How many tickets y'all want? I'm gonna text Budenholzer. We'll get some tickets. How many y'all want?
Go ahead and take a call, Billy.
Let's grab Mark in New Berlin. Mark, have the Bucks priced you out?
Sort of. You knew this was coming when these two billionaires bought the team.
Oh boy!
I mean, they got us to pay for the arena. They even got darn Herb Cole to throw in another $100 million.
They did.
Mm-hmm. How much did the team go since they bought it from them?
Quite a bit.
You know, they even got the owner to drop in $100 million. I mean, we knew this was coming.
But they put in money, too. They put in money, too.
Yeah, Peter Fagan, he's a nice guy, but, you know, you can see what he's about. I mean, even if they didn't have Giannis, and they got our feet to the coals because Seattle needs a team. Las Vegas wants a team.
But isn't every business... Thanks, Mark. But isn't every president of every organization out to make money for the organization?
Yes. 100.
Correct. I don't think that's a bad way to...
But when you're
It feels weird that you're trying to blame Peter Fagan for doing his job trying to make his owner's money.
Peter Fagan's a good guy, but when you're in the smallest market, you're going to get those phone calls. I try to do like Billy and Swallow.
Yeah.
So you're going to get that when you, you're right. You're going to get that in the smallest market when you have to do that. But everybody put money in. I wanted this company to stay here, the Bucks to stay here.
How about this tweet from Mr. Mosley? Tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan, at Sparky Radio. Ask the fans if they would rather be mediocre so tickets become a bit more affordable. This is the price of relevancy and success. He's 110% accurate.
You're right about that. So why are we
tweeting this yesterday? If Giannis wasn't the MVP and if this team wasn't picked to win the East,
then you got a
and you had five
case.
Years of being awful.
And you just went to the finals.
Then, yeah. Then
and you were the best team in the league last year.
You might have cheaper ticket prices. But then again, very rarely do you ever hear of a pro team cutting ticket prices, Leroy.
No. No, they're not cutting prices.
Hardly ever. But you that can't... I can remember, have you ever heard of, well, they were $70 a piece, but since we're not good, we're going to drop them to $55 a piece now for season ticket holders. That never happens. They only go up. They never go down.
If they're going to do anything, an organization's going to try to do what Atlanta did in the new football stadium and say, yeah, we're going to lower the concession prices. You're going to be able to pay $3 for a hot dog, $3 for a brat. Yep. Guess what? They had 47,000 people at the game this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because their team stinks.
Yeah.
If your team's good, it's going to be tougher to get in.
I'm a big Brewers fan. I just like it. It's just affordable. They give away a lot of tickets. They have tickets down there that can pay a little bit more. But I don't have a problem with the Bucks. They got to make money. We can't go to everything, people. We can't. All of us can't sit courtside.
For sure.
I need to sit courtside. I really don't.
But you do anyway.
No.
Because he can.
About three or four rows.
You go do what he did in the NFL. You can sit courtside, too.
I don't really think I went to a game before that.
Al is in West Dallas. He's up on the Fan. Al, have the Bucks priced you out?
No. You just got to be creative with it. I mean, I've got a family with five kids. So I'm obviously not going with the whole family. Mm-hmm. So, you take one or two of them, you get a little better seats, and it's a experience they're never going to forget.
Yeah.
So I got no problem taking my kids to the state-of-the-art stadium.
You got five kids?
No, a family of five.
Oh, a family
three
of five.
Kids.
Oh, I got three.
I
said, if you got five kids, God can you name them all? Because I couldn't.
No. Al, appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot.
D-Roy, you can name all your kids.
No, because not straight up.
He just says
three
L.
Of them I really like.
Huh?
Doesn't he just say L for most of them?
Well, no, I just say, him. Hey, you, come here.
No, you can name
come
all.
Here.
And Leroy's easy. He got all girls. Well, I got one boy.
Well, three of them named Ryan. That's a lie.
If he forgets the boy's name, then that's
that's my favorite.
No, you know what? He may come on the air within about a year and pretend that he forgets so he can get paid.
Nah, I don't even want it like that, because I'd rather keep my sanity. That's worth more money.
Why do you think my name's Bill?
So your dad won't forget.
So my dad doesn't forget. So my sister's name is the same as his sister. Yeah. Todd's in New Berlin. He's up on the Fan. Todd, Bucks priced you out of Fiserv Forum?
Nope, not at all. I'm a season ticket holder, and I was willing to pay the higher price for the tickets because I knew my experience of going to the arena was going to be a lot better.
Good for you.
You got Giannis in there, the MVP.
Yep.
I knew that going into the stadium. What drives me nuts about people like Mark is that they don't see any of the positivity that's actually happened downtown. I'm sure he's never actually attempted to go to a game yet.
What's going on downtown that's nice?
Everything. Yeah. I mean, there's so much more now. Even when the Bucks aren't even playing, you go down there and there's actually stuff finally going on downtown.
Sure.
I mean, that whole district is just phenomenal.
And now, how many tickets do you have, Todd?
Higher price.
How many tickets did you get? Two? Four?
We have two. Yeah, we sit downstairs. We've been actually season ticket holders for me and my buddy for at least 7 or 8 years.
Oh, now, when can we get rid of your buddy and I can go with you? Get rid of your buddy and I can go with you. Why do you need a buddy? I can go with you.
Yeah, I'm sure he won't be okay with that.
I know he won't be.
Appreciate the call,
Thanks
Todd.
For the phone
That's
call.
A good deal,
and I like that. I like a guy that understands he's looking at the big picture. Downtown was not popping the way it is now without the Fiserv, and he knew it was going to go up a little bit.
For sure.
So he invested early. A lot of Bucks fans, about 13,000 to 15,000 hardcore Bucks fans, they were on top of this long time ago to buy the seats when they're in the Bradley Center. So when they carried over, at least you'll be in line for some of these good seats. But some of these people coming at the last minute rushing, they want a deal because they're rushing in. No, you got to pay for it.
David Bakhtiari is here in 20 minutes at 4:35. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. When I started working for the team when I was in high school as a ball kid. I'd walk out of that arena at, you know, 10:30 at night after the game, maybe an hour, hour and a half after the game. The place was a ghost town, even on a Saturday night. You walk out in the middle of May when the Bucks aren't even playing, or in the middle of August when the Bucks aren't even playing. Hell, in the middle of February when the Bucks are playing. You don't necessarily know the difference because that whole area has been so revitalized and lit up to the fact of you now have a full, what, 5-6 block radius that has been rejuvenated with the money that's been brought in. I mean, it just appears to me that it's an investment worth having for the Bucks and also for fans to be able to be a part of it. It's something really special.
Oh, and that plaza area in between there and the Mecca, they've always got something going on there, too. Now, they've got this Fear District going on now, these haunted houses and stuff, Thursday through Sunday. And they had trick-or-treating for the kids from 2 to 4 this last Sunday. So kids were all dressed up, trick-or-treating in the Fear District, getting candy. And then once this is done, then that Christmas market comes in, that German Christmas market comes in. And that takes up that plaza. And that will bring a ton of people. It did last year when we went last year, too. So, like you said, there's always something going on downtown, and these Bucks owners are the ones to thank for revitalizing that whole area.
Robert tweets in, I'm entering my third year as a season ticket holder. Made a profit last year. Went to half the games. I'm in the upper deck. Great seats up there. Easier access to food and bathrooms. Free parking on the street around the stadium. Very, very affordable. Mike is in Kenosha. He's up on the Fan. Mike, the Bucks priced you out, or is it right in line where you need to be?
Like the other caller said, I think you can find what you want. You know, you just got to do it the right way. We're going to go to the home opener. And hey, I told my boy, hey, you want to go to one good game and pay more? Or do you want to, you know, go to 5 or 6 games and pay less? You know, and that's kind of how I approach it. Hey, I just want to know, what do you guys think, though? Like, I have a problem I have, and same thing with the Brewers, what they charge, you know, for concessions. Like, the tickets are one thing.
Yep.
But I think we're very highly priced in the market. And you guys have talked about this before.
Yep.
I think you said Atlanta was one of the cheapest markets. And, you know, and that's where the costs will add up. So that's where I kind of differentiate. You know, the Bucks tickets are fine, but the Brewers, same thing, but the prices on the concessions are just
got to eat before just got to eat before you go, man.
Appreciate the call, Mike.
He's right about that. The concessions is out of control because you have people in the building and they want to drink. But you could lower that.
Well, don't forget, too,
you can do that.
You've got some of these individual local businesses that have their own stands now, right? Yeah. So instead of it just being straight-up stadium concession food, you've got, well, okay, I bet you money. I could be wrong. Bucks can call and tell me if I'm wrong. But I bet you money those local businesses are paying some freight in order to be in there and be one of them, right? So now they've got to cover that price on top of whoever they're paying to run those concession stands. So they got to try and make their money back and make some money to justify being in that stadium.
They should have a BYOB night. I think that'll be amazing.
That'll never happen.
That'll never happen.
Never, ever, ever. Too much liability.
What does that mean? You got liability anyway. People get drunk and leave there somehow.
You also have dudes like me. Bring a whole bottle of Tito's in that place.
No, we'll limit what you can bring in, like one bottle, and it could be like a pint of wild turkey.
No, man,
bring one thing of Patron.
This joke is cheap.
That's what happens. That's what happens when the dude that doesn't drink says, "Let's do BYOB."
Well, let's have a water night. All water. No alcohol.
Next thing you know, people hit each other side of the head with a broken glass.
Let's have a Kool-Aid night. Let's have a Kool-Aid night.
Let's not do that.
Number Kool-Aid, cuz.
15 minutes away from David Bakhtiari, Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan.
It's got to be red.
We'll take a couple more of these as we're saying, have the Bucks priced you out? It feels like right now it's more just, to me, I believe it's just more in line with what happens when your team is good, but some believe that they're not able to get in because the prices are too high. 414-799-1250. But Wendy's might be just the ticket you need.
They'll accept everybody.
For the basketball season this year. Also, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show Thursday night, right here on The Fan.
Yeah, Wendy's doesn't discriminate now. You don't matter who you are. You want to come through Wendy's drive-thru, it's on, right? It don't matter. They got delicious food for everybody. Whether you're single, cold, and lonely, Wendy's will feed you. Whether it's just you and your girl, Wendy's will feed you. If it's you, your girl, and 2 or 3 other kids, they'll feed you. Now, about these tickets, you know what I saw on Twitter and Instagram? Bango is giving away basketball tickets at Wendy's on Wednesday for the Fosser. That's true. Yeah. think he needs to stop by Wendy's and see if he can get lucky with the raffle. Now, tomorrow, that's tomorrow. Today's Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Tomorrow between noon and 12:30, head over to Tosa, 3140 North 124th Street at that Wendy's between 12 and 12:30. Bango will be there giving away tickets. I have a chance for you to win tickets. And from 5 to 5:30 at the 43rd and Lincoln location in Milwaukee, that Wendy's, Bango will be there.
We're
also
sending Toby at both of these locations.
Giving you a chance to win tickets. All you have to do is get lucky with the raffle. So either Wendy's, tomorrow noon to 12:30 at 124th Street in Tosa. The other one, 5 to 5:30 at 43rd and Lincoln in Milwaukee.
414-799-1250, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 15 minutes away from Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari on The Fan. The Bucks priced you out, 414-799-1250, 10 minutes away from David Bakhtiari. But hey, if they have, this is what we do here on The Fan. We give you a chance to win money, $1,000 roster bonus. Your cash keyword is schedule, S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E, schedule, S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E. Text schedule to 72881, message and data rates do apply throughout the 4 o'clock hour. And then tomorrow, starting at 9 on The Fan, you can win $1,000 right here on The Fan. 414-799-1250, live at 1057fmthefan.com. Let's go to Carrie in Waukesha. Carrie, you're on The Fan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Just a quick thing. I just want to confirm or concur with Butler, or Mr. Butler, on finding a way to afford tickets. Used to be a big fan in the 80s, went to plenty of games. And once Giannis came on board, the excitement is there. Now I'm a season ticket holder with three other guys from work. So between us four, we split them up, and I get 10 games a year. And we either, you know, we take our spouse or a friend of ours and go down to the game. And we found a way, and we picked up the tickets about 4 years ago, the season tickets.
So yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
We've up in the five serve. We got a good rate on it. And by doing season tickets, you do save a lot of money. So that's the route that we go and back as a fan.
Appreciate the call, Kerry.
And that is the thing. I did that.
That's the way to do it.
My Badger tickets.
Yep.
When I first got them, I split them with Kenny Steeles.
Okay.
Right.
And that is.
And those seats are platinum.
No, it was four, but now I pay all four by myself. But there's a good way to do it. I'm trying to get Leroy. Now we were thinking about getting Bucks tickets together. He and I were just talking about.
Well, that didn't last long.
Last week that we were going to get season tickets. Split them so and we can take.
Leroy kind of slid out of there.
I got to put it in my wife's name and we're splitting it.
Well, that's funny because this is JT. He said, guys, I still find ways to go. I have a few buddies with season tickets. I tried to lobby to the boss, a.k.a. my wife, to let me get season tickets the last year at the BC.
There you go.
Now I can't afford what's available. $850 a seat for a half season in the upper corner.
Ooh.
But if you're going to 20 games, you divide it through. I mean, I'm not saying it's cheap, but it's not going to be cheap. Let's just say that. It's not going to be cheap. Well, team was two games away from the NBA Finals last year.
Okay, but listen, people paying $250 for Jordans, but they can't pay, you know, $80 for a game.
But here's the argument. So
you find money for what you want to
buy. Here's the argument. I could wear those Jordans for 8 months. I go to the game, I'm there for 3 hours.
You don't wear them for 8 months. You wear Jordans every now and then. You can't wear them every day. Okay, stop it.
You're talking.
I wear my Vans every day.
Yeah, you're talking to the dude that wears one pair of shoes, and then once those get bad, goes and buys the same damn pair.
I got Vans, cuz.
You also don't have a size 15. Try shopping for those. Those are fun.
Gary wear 14.
I wear 14. Girl.
Crazy man. Lewis is on the north side of Milwaukee. Lewis, have they priced you out?
What's up, fellas? Yeah, they priced me out, but you know that's what it. Whatever all sports are going to, with the advent of 70-inch and 80-inch screen TVs, I'm good staying at home.
Thank you.
In February, when it's 10 degrees below zero, turn on the TV and watch my Bucks. I'm fine with that. You know, every year when the Bucks and the Brewers weren't too good, I get tickets in April. You know, somebody's not going to want them. And with the Brewers, I would get tickets in August and September.
Mm-hmm.
I was still able to get some September tickets with the Brewers, so I was good. With the Bucks, it didn't happen, but I'm straight. I'm just going to turn on the 70-inch and be happy with a win.
Don't be bragging that you got no 70-inch.
Lewis.
LeBron, I know you got the 80-inch Samsung.
No, I don't.
I got 52-foot wide for 10 TV years. At the Mecca. Y'all got small TVs.
Well, sometimes Lewis, size isn't all what it needs to be.
And then after the game, you're going to turn on your radio.com app and the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show, right?
Always.
Damn right. There's Lewis on the north side of Milwaukee.
That's my brother.
That's my guy right there. Leroy, who are you fooling? You got the one that curves, right?
Not in my room. I'm in my room. I got a 50-inch because I've had it since 2013, and sometimes it blinks when I turn it on. It blinks like 50 times while it warms. Gary, it warms up, then it comes on. I don't need all of that. Man, my kids got all that fancy stuff.
Go Black Friday shopping, man. That's where I get all my TVs.
No, because Black Friday turned into selfies night. No, I ain't
all for you.
Yeah, I ain't. No,
I don't have
no,
that problem.
Yes, you do. You just ignoring people.
I'll help you out. You let me know, and I'll go push some people over. We'll get you a new TV. Hey.
No, my kids go do that for me.
I found a great location to go
on Black Friday. Gary,
I get the forearms out.
I'll tell you right now, that boy cheap, man.
I ain't doing it, cuz. I want to be rich when I'm 65, not when I'm 55.
Boy, talking about his TV got to warm up.
It got to warm up, Gary. I have to walk to the TV to turn it on because the remote control won't work. And I'm too cheap to get another remote.
You know what his remote looked like,
since 2013.
You know what his remote looked like?
The battery's
like an iPad.
Got tape all on it.
Sure do. Because I lost the bottom of it. Biscuit took it somewhere.
Got tape all on it. Got tape. Biscuit ain't live with you. That's in Florida. Your house down in Florida, too, got tape on it, too?
Yes.
He got more than one house.
And Biscuit comes
she
up
got
here
more than one
winter.
House. Talk about his house down in Florida, his house up here.
Tinfoil on the antenna.
I live with my kids, cuz.
Tape on the remote.
I say that mortgage.
Let's grab one more before David Bakhtiari. We'll bring this back at 5 for Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Curtis is in Milwaukee. Curtis, have the Bucks priced you out?
Curtis, what's up, man?
Yes. The Bucks priced me out. Actually, I had to move in with my father-in-law.
There you go.
His property taxes went up.
All the rebuilding
around the Bucks Stadium actually made my father-in-law property taxes go up.
Oh, man.
So in order to help him keep his house, I had to move in with my father-in-law, and there go my tickets.
Well, at least you got a house.
Yeah, right. I can't go to the bus game. I mean, like I
well, watch it.
Well, you can watch it on your 60-inch.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think y'all talking to a lot of rich people.
You're talking to low end people like myself. No, it ain't.
I can watch it on the TV, but still, though, I would like to, you know, take the family out once in a while, you know. But with my father-in-law, you know, the city coming around every day trying to, you know, put issues on the house, you know. It's just the property taxes is going up because of all the condos and everything that's going up. Like the whole Milwaukee is being changed because of the Bucks Stadium.
For sure it is.
So is that
for
bad?
Sure
that
sounds well, like good thing,
bad.
Though.
Well, he's saying it's bad because property tax can't afford it.
Could be for
it. Can't afford to live in his house, Leroy.
But living in a house takes precedent over going to a game.
Right.
But
they're running him out now, he's
right.
saying.
Moving you through. Moving you out.
I look at it a little bit different.
Well, that's what he just said. I'm just
you got to invest in your house. Pay your property taxes. I mean, you can write it off.
Property tax.
He's staying with his father-in-law.
One dude that really likes going to Bucks games, that is David Bakhtiari. We saw what he can do at a Bucks game, especially with a beer in his hand. He probably doesn't have a beer in his hand when he joins us next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari is here with us next. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now, it's time to go under the helmet with Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Let's talk a little bit about David Bakhtiari, one of the best, if not the best, pass-blocking tackles in all of football.
Presented by Stein's Garden and Home. Stein's premium winterizer nourishes your lawn all winter for quick spring green-up. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. Stein's. Planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946.
Tell you what, though, David Bakhtiari had a heck of a first half when Khalil Mack was lined up over him. He got no pressures out of that.
They'll probably be playing against each other for a while. I mean, every opportunity we get a chance to go against each other, it's going to be a good time. I think it's going to be one of those instances where we'll probably talk towards the end of one of each other's careers. You know, I wouldn't say we have too many conversations so far.
Another week, another win, and we get to talk about it here on the Wendy's Big Show with Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari, three-time All-Pro. He's on Twitter, at David Bakhtiari. Hello, David. How are we doing today?
I'm good.
Good to hear from you again in another win at Lambeau Field for you guys, and it's got to feel special when you've now won games all different ways. Aaron Jones goes off for four touchdowns. Jamal has his game. Geronimo has his game. And then, as Matt eloquently said it, the old man had his game yesterday with five touchdowns on the day for Aaron Rodgers, and he runs for one.
Absolutely. I mean, it was fantastic. And I think it was his first perfect passer rating game as a quarterback. So that's, again, great to be part of the history, and it's good to see Aaron play like everyone knows him.
And you know, the difference, though, I mean, you look at your team, though, and it just feels like you got a lot of moving parts. A lot of guys are doing a lot of different things. A lot of guys are stepping up. I think it's just tough to try to get a feel for, you know, who's going to do what within this offense. I think in years past, you kind of understood, you know, who was going to step out and who was going to be the guy. I mean, you guys are spreading around pretty good.
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, if I were to take an outside perspective and really look at our team, the best way I would describe it is balanced. You look across the board, we kind of have all the pieces that you want at the positions that we need, and that, you know, it's just a very balanced roster, a very balanced team. And we play balanced. You know, we play all three phases, and you know, that's a good trend. That's how you want to play. That's how you want to play football, honestly.
Well, we were there was a press conference by your head coach LaFleur, and I think he said in press conference, well, we thought their front was pretty stout. We didn't think that, you know, that we just want to go bang our head up against that, and we thought we had matchups on the outside, and we thought we can throw the ball a little bit more. I mean, that's pretty, you know. What I guess what you're saying is he can have a different game plan for different teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really just comes down to if you're going to load the box, if you're going to put 7-8 guys in the box, even 9, you know, you have a future Hall of Fame quarterback that's, you know, is going to have multiple MVPs when his career is said and done at quarterback. You know, you really have to pick your poison. And, you know, you talk about collectively as a team, we're balanced. You know, as an offense, we're balanced. We have a good offensive line, so you have a good front. You have a good running attack. You have good game plan of play action, run, straight up pass. You got good guys on the perimeter. And then you have a quarterback who can put everything together and make you pay. So offensively, especially starting to really master, you know, Coach LaFleur's offense that he is, you know, introduced to us, really, no more since, you know, mid-April. It's been nice to see the progress.
You know, David, when you have a quarterback that throws up a perfect quarterback rating, that's got to be something. When you're an offensive lineman and you're blocking for said quarterback while he's doing it, that's got to be even crazier for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, in the locker room, hearing a couple guys say there are a couple remarks of, you know, they've never experienced something like that, and this is something magical and great. I mean, I'll be honest, that's the guy I know. You know, I've been in those games where you block for the extra couple seconds, he's going to make you pay. He's going to throw the 65-yard bombs where, you know, he's going to pick apart and light you up and move down the field and, you know, go lights out in the red zone, scoring touchdowns. So, it's great to see. It's great to do. Now we have to, you know, we have an expectation as an offense. We need to continue showing up week in and week out.
You know, we look at your sack numbers, and through the 7 games, it says your sack numbers are down more so than they've ever been since Rodgers has been there. What's contribute to the sack totals being down?
You know, first and foremost, it's the guys up front. You go across from Brian Bulaga to William Billy Turner, to Corey Linsley, to rookie Elton Jenkins, and myself, you know, putting together and playing week in and week out, building that chemistry together is huge. So, I mean, hats off to all of them, myself included. So that's a little pat on the back. I might get a fine for that one. But the second thing, really what comes down to is getting more comfortable in the offense, knowing when the play is called, where the stress point is on the protection, where the movement is of the protection with the pocket, and timing. You know, you put all that together, it's a functioning system, offense. You're going to get those results. You're going to get, you know, these big blow-up games, whether in the run or the pass, with the minimized hits on the quarterback, which is what you want.
It also feels like, too, that the passing game is much quicker. I mean, you've got Vitelli out over in the flat. You've got Williams catching balls in the flat. I mean, even the touchdown that MVS scored was no more than maybe, like, what, a five-yard pass, and he took it, what, 70 or 80 yards. I mean, it also feels like the ball is coming out much quicker as well within this offense.
Yeah, I mean, there are still times where, you know, we're holding on, but if you're going to compare it to years past, yeah, I mean, I've been a part of 14-second pass protection plays, and I'll tell you what, I do enjoy not doing that anymore. and look, at the end of the day, I've really never had an issue with whatever needs to be done to be effective. If we need to pass the ball 60 times, you know, holding up protection for more than 5 seconds, if that's what's going to take to win, let's do it. If we need to run the ball 60 times, you know, and we as an offense get to pin our ears back and go attack them, let's go do it. Being productive at the end of the day, putting ourselves in good positions, putting our team in good positions is what's important. And I think this this team, this offense, this ideology and identity that we have as an offense is that. And that's what's awesome.
Talking about the 6-1 Green Bay Packers with their left tackle, David Bakhtiari, here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. David, you were talking a little bit about the preparation that you guys have had under Matt. Can you talk a little bit about the practice schedule, getting back to more of a normal one with a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday preparation and off on Saturdays? How do you guys feel, and body-wise, you personally, going into a game, having that day off physically before the game, unlike the last couple of years where you guys were practicing on that Saturday?
You know, I feel like this is a little bit of a loaded question, and I'm actually going to defer the different way. Personally, I enjoy practicing on Saturdays. I enjoyed the day before, because for me, it was, you know, really kind of knocking off any of the little bit of rust that I built up on my day off on Friday, and, you know, fine-tuning my last little sets that I was going to be using in my movements, I was going to be using in the game, which is going to be less than 24 hours as compared to the last time I've done a kick set or done got my run blocking stance, really got after guy was on Friday, so Friday to Sunday. So, I mean, it really depends on the individual. I know different guys like certain things from this schedule as compared to past. I will say, though, as my body, I think Matt does a great job understanding of how we feel as players and knows that at the end of the day, he wants his guys at 100% on Sunday, and he's done a great job of that, because for me, going into week 8, this is the best I've felt in 7 years.
Oh, that's a big statement. I mean, I don't know what that means to everybody else, but to me, because of the position that you play and how physical it gets and the battles that you get into, and you've been running the ball a little bit more maybe this year than you have in the past, that sends a tremendous amount. When you talk about this offense, and we were talking about this before, and Gary was just blown away by, you know, the passes that Rodgers was throwing this last weekend and so forth. How much different really is this scheme compared to what you were running under Coach McCarthy?
You know, personally for me, it comes down to a lot less 11 personnel. We're mixing and matching personnels, so that's the biggest difference for me. And then also a little more loaded up, a little heavier, beefier fronts. You know, having a fullback in and two tight ends to the same side is something, and running the ball to that side is something new that I haven't done in years past. But, I mean, there are some similarities. Formationally, we're definitely different. Conceptually, we're definitely different. There's some certain things that you can definitely say are similar, but as a whole, it is different. And, you know, the attitude and mindset you need to approach certain plays to complement other plays is what makes the whole scheme different.
You know, this defense, your defense, they do a lot of celebrations and stuff together. The offense, you guys getting together, do we got something coming down the pike here shortly?
I mean, we have been celebrating when we've been scoring touchdowns. I think it's funny. Me and Brian laughed about it when we scored on all the attempts that we did this past week. You see the offense celebrating, and you zoom out and you see the two tackles who had to pass at that play who are good 30 yards back. You know, Brian's already declaring eligible to get ready for field goal. I'm kind of standing there getting ready to get in my stance. We're like, yeah, we'll see you guys on the sideline. I'm not going to run 30 yards downfield and then come back. And then I do miss back when extra points were closer to the end zone, because that gave me more of an incentive to run up there, because I'm not going to have to run. I'm running like a gasser at the end of the day, running all the way down there, coming all the way back. And then I got to stand there and take on a full charge of like three guys that are 330-plus pounds.
David,
like after having a potential 11-play series. Like
yes. Talk about how difficult that.
I don't think they thought that through.
So you just throw the peace sign, that's it?
I mean, it really depends. If we're close, and I let's say, you know, we had a run play where I'm already advancing towards the goal line. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going there. But we had a pass play. I'm running my guy 11, 12 yards in the back, you know, behind the quarterback, and we're at the, you know, 25, 30 yard line, and some guy scores. I'm at the 40 yard line. I'm gonna have to run, you know, 40 yards just to get to the goal line, plus another 10 because they're probably towards the end of the end zone. Probably just got down the Lambeau leap, and the clock's running down. And I
spoken like a true offensive lineman. That's David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. David, is there any worse play for an offensive lineman than field goal block, just waiting for somebody to come full steam right at your face?
Scenario-wise, 2-minute drill. Like, any time when you have to pass and they know it and you're going to go no huddle with it, that's never that fun because, you know, us big guys are conditioned to – are in condition for more of a cross-country meet, and that's pretty much what it turns into, an explosive cross-country meet. So that's, I would say those are on par with each other.
Talk a little bit about Kansas City coming up. You guys are going to hit the road. I mean, you guys had a lot of games up front here at home, and now you get a chance to go on the road to face a pretty good Kansas City team that may not have Mahomes.
Still going to be a good game. They're still a good football team. As you saw, even when Mahomes went down, it's going to be a big one. You know, we have to take care of business on the road. Of course, you know, at home you have to get the job done. But you know, these road games are big, and we have to be able to take advantage. It's going to be a big stage. It's a good football team. I think it's an ascending defense. So, you know, go out there, play our ball, though. I mean, at the end of the day, do your job. Don't try and overdo anything. And you know, I think if we play our identity, our game, we'll be put in a good situation.
I don't know what you got going on tonight, but you got the World Series going on tonight, first game, and then the NBA is tipping off. Which one would you watch tonight?
Probably the World Series.
There you go, David. There you go. You got a dog in the fight, Nationals or Astros?
No. I grew up in the Bay Area, so I'm a Giants fan, so.
Well, that's got to be tough the last couple of years. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but I mean, you go the years before those couple. It's been,
for
sure. Been pretty nice.
Madison Bumgarner or Tim Lincecum?
I'm more of the freak fan, so I'm going to go with Lincecum.
Well, I saw you chugging that Pepsi, so I didn't know if you'd have more respect for Madison Bumgarner being able to grab those six Budweisers in one hand.
Hey, we're splitting hairs here. I'm going, you know. I'm not saying that I'm not a fan and don't appreciate Mad Bum at all. I just, you know, I guess maybe because Lincecum came before and he sees the freak.
There's no better nickname in all of baseball, I think, in the last 20 years than the freak, being able to reach back with that windup. David, appreciate it, man. Good luck against the Chiefs.
Thank you very much. Take care, guys.
Yep.
That's David Bakhtiari joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local Common sense lending to your community since 1935. Packers offensive lineman joins us each and every Tuesday here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. And then right after, we're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 here on The Fan. This hour's cash keyword is schedule, S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E, schedule, S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E. Text that to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Make sure to be listening tomorrow coming up at 9 a.m. for your next chance to win $1,000 here on The Fan.
Talk about my good friends over at the Jury Center. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. And a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, go check my good friend out. Dean Murray is the owner, guys, and he's ready to give you some great deals on a piece of jewelry. And listen, in order to get this great deal, you got to tell Dean Murray that you heard it from the guys on the big show, and that's how you're going to get the best deal on any piece of jewelry that he has in store. And like I've always said, I like the Pandora line. I like the Alice and Honey line. And the reason why I like those, they got many, many, much, much more that they sell you. But I just like those because I think they're just something easy for us guys to not have to really think about doing. You just go, you pick that one little thing out, boom, honey, and she's going to love you just all the more when you do it on a day where you shouldn't have any, where you really don't have anything to do. Go check them out today. Ask for my good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center.
414-799-1250 Great Lakes Dragway comes up at 5 o'clock. We're back well before that with two former Packers on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 on the AM dial. Just we're joined by David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle. If you missed it, just go on that radio.com app, rewind it, and then play it right there. See how I did that? Matched it up with the music? Felt like a DJ right there. It was fun.
You know what? I like that David Bakhtiari. I mean, that's probably, I mean, he's just a great interview.
Just a fun dude.
Just, yeah, it really is. And just really happy, though, for the Green Bay Packers. Because I really, Bill, I didn't see 6-1 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have really exceeded all my expectations as a football team. And really, Matt LaFleur at this point, because I think it's hard. I know all these other coaches hadn't won, but I thought it was his job was harder to do or more pressure on him to do because he had Aaron Rodgers. And then to try to get – trying to teach a old dog new tricks and try to teach that guy to buy into what you're doing. I think it's difficult. Now, listen, and Steve is right. I would agree. I think Sean Payton should be runner-up. But if they go and play Saints and beat them, Matt LaFleur should win Coach of the Year. I just think he's done a phenomenal job. Folks don't understand, you're bringing a whole new system and trying to teach it to these dudes, and you're actually making different game plans up week by week. It's just phenomenal.
And you only get – now, this is all because of the CBA and how it's lined up.
Yeah.
You only got, like, two more practices if you were Matt LaFleur. You only got a week extra of minicamp.
That's it.
It wasn't like you had a whole month and a half where you got everybody in for a whole group of meetings and everybody knew the playbook before you got into camp.
He got extra time, though, being a new coach.
That's what I'm saying, but it's only a week.
Well, a week is a lot. I guess Gary and LaRue could talk more about what a week truly means
from
that perspective, as far as what you can get and get into that playbook and start, you know, doing what you need to do. You look at the schedule, start talking about Coach of the Year, it very well may come down to November 24th, Packers Niners, and who wins that football game. That game right there could determine the one seed in the NFC.
And the Packers get it off a bye.
And that's in San Francisco off of a bye. Now, again, your next three games, Sunday night against the Chiefs, will be at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. Come say hi. Packers at the Chargers, who are not playing well right now. The following, that's a 3:25 start, so it's a little bit later, but you have to travel.
That's West Coast the one travel, they might lose.
Right, West Coast travel, that always affects them, right? And then you come back with the horrible Panthers at Lambeau on the 10th, and then it's a bye week.
They're not horrible.
McCaffrey's really good.
McCaffrey is good, too.
McCaffrey's really good. That's what I was going to say. McCaffrey is the offense.
Excellent.
Yes. I agree with McCaffrey being the offense. Yes, totally. I guess I'm not on board with the whole Allen thing, but we'll see. So that's that. I mean,
name ID, so that's why Steve don't like it.
They very well could win
four straight.
They very well could win the next three and be sitting there on a bye week with only one loss, waiting to go to San Francisco coming off a bye week. That could be, because they could, I mean, I don't know what the Niners' schedule is. I guess I could look at the Niners' schedule.
How about beating Kansas City first?
Well, the Niners.
That would be too easy.
The Niners get.
Yeah, that's what happened to Wisconsin. Yeah,
horrible.
Past the team.
Carolina Panthers this week as a 5.5
that's
point favorite.
That's who the Niners have.
Yeah, and the Panthers are probably going to win that game outright.
You think so?
No, they're probably going to win that game outright.
After that, then it's in St. Louis against the. Not in St. Louis. Oh, my God. How old am I? In
America, I'm not part of this looking ahead. So
Neil Lomax is the quarterback of this Cardinals team.
Oh, Neil Lomax. Oh, you went way back.
Right. Yeah, didn't I? Yeah.
I used to like teams. Neil Lomax. Underrated, man.
Yep. At the Cardinals.
Just throw
then,
it to Roy Green, cuz.
Right.
I mean,
remember him?
They got the Cardinals twice here on Halloween, Thursday night football. At the Cardinals, and then they play the Cardinals on the 7th at San Francisco on the 11th. That could be a really tough
Miami
game for them.
Cardinals won three straight.
Yeah. So you got the Cardinals, the Seahawks, and the Cardinals.
Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I just
thought. Nobody's going 0-16. They're going to beat somebody. Just
Arizona's won
you.
Three straight games.
Arizona's winning.
No, I'm saying Miami going to beat somebody.
Well, they might.
Who was the other team that won the game? Cincinnati?
Yeah. Cincinnati.
They're going to beat somebody.
God, Andy Dalton.
If anybody loses
just
to
like
Cincinnati,
the Jets beat the Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, okay? Sam Darnold put up career numbers the next week, 0.7 rating. Stop underestimating these teams. Now, y'all continue.
I didn't talk about either one of those teams on either one of these schedules.
No, I'm just putting it in context how you always
say. The Panthers are winning games, and the Arizona's winning games. I poo-pooed both of them. But both of them aren't winners.
Okay, well, you agree they're going to beat somebody, right? Somebody
the Dolphins team. Or the
Dolphins
Bengals?
Dolphins going to beat somebody.
Yeah, sure. I don't really care if they do or not. I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter. Miami's doing the right thing tanking for Tua.
We don't do that in the NBA. Oh, I mean the NFL.
The NFL starting. I'm telling you right now, if they do what they're doing.
They're tanking for the wrong guy, though.
But okay. But if they get the quarterback.
There's no guarantee the guy you want going to be there.
If they get the quarterback. Well, they're one. They're one. Mm-hmm. If they get the quarterback.
Shouldn't take him, but
they'll
take him.
That's the franchise changer and puts them in relevancy for 10 years, and this guy becomes that stud at one, you'll see other teams start to do what the Dolphins are doing.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Nah.
If they think that quarterback is there, that's what teams should have done. Huh?
That's the NBA.
Sorry.
That's the NBA stuff.
Huh?
The NFL can't do that. The fan base won't allow it.
You only play eight home games. Why can't they?
I'm going to tell you why. Because they're not going to sit there and watch a product that's so terrible. We just talked about the Bucks outbidding, doing ticket prices. Now you
people
want me to
aren't
pay
going to games.
$100
these franchises are trying. Jacksonville has been, quote, trying for a while. People aren't
sometimes
going. What? At least don't try and give yourself a chance to get a difference maker.
And that don't guarantee nothing. How many times Cleveland's had the number one pick?
True.
How did it work out? Because
you had bad management. You're right. Absolutely. 100%.
You got bad management everywhere, Steve. I would not have taken that job if that young man, Flores, in Miami, if I knew they were going to do this.
Really
I would
tough.
Not. I would get a college coach. If you want to do like that, then get the Lincoln Rileys of the world and let him go and build a franchise.
As long as they know going in what your plan is.
Exactly.
Right. Now, Flores knew.
It's up to you to take it.
If Flores knew, then this is his deal.
Yes.
Maybe they told him.
If he knew.
Maybe they told him.
He's
not going to get another job.
Because he could say, if you're going to get my players I want that fit my system, okay, I'm fine with
it. But he shouldn't be fired either after this year.
Well, not this year, but he ain't going to make it.
I bet the fan base
ain't
going to
make it. He ain't going to make it no more in 3 years, Steve. They doing a wholesale just rebuild.
I'm telling you, you know this. One quarterback can change an entire franchise.
If he's good.
If they hit on this
pick. That's what Chicago Bears thought.
You're right. But I'm saying hit on that pick in next year's draft with that quarterback, then Flores is going to be there for a long time.
Hey, man, if you got Jalen Hurts, okay, fine. Let me run an offense like they did in Baltimore. They shipped Flacco out of there and gave Lamar Jackson, you the man.
Yeah.
If that's the new wave, fine. But if he's a spread type coach, Steve, and now you get him a pocket passer, you're just going to build him to fail.
No, I think you have to get the offensive coordinator that matches up with a quarterback you take in the draft.
I agree with that.
That's what you have to do. You can't try and plug and play Jalen Hurts into an offense that doesn't make any sense for Jalen Hurts.
No, you need to get some offensive linemen before you get a Jalen Hurts.
Otherwise,
you're going to do like every other team that takes the first overall quarterback, and the dude gets out there and breaks everything.
Yeah. I hated that Joe Thomas, who's a Hall of Famer first ballot,
never had a
chance. Stuck in Cleveland.
Yeah. Never had a chance.
What quarterbacks were he blocking for? It didn't even matter.
Brady Quinn.
I mean,
oh, man.
So, hey.
I thought Brady Quinn was going to be so good.
Was Tim Couch there when he was there?
Mm-hmm. Tim Couch was here too.
Well, that was after it was over for him.
Oh, yeah, 100%. If we really wanted to go down a laundry list of quarterbacks, we could do that. But we got to get to pick a lane here.
Yeah, let's get to pick a lane.
But if Miami takes Tua Tagovailoa at number one,
yeah,
who would you take?
I wouldn't take Tua.
Well, Trevor
wouldn't
Lawrence.
Wouldn't take Tua.
Okay,
Trevor
who Lawrence. Would you take?
Trevor Lawrence. I don't know the deep. I don't know.
If
the
I say you want enough for quarterback,
if I
got to
go, quarterback, I'm taking Herbert from Oregon. He at least fits a little bit more of the pro style that you're going to want to play.
Is he worth one overall?
But you're going with a dude that's 5'10 and already
banged up.
He's got surgery on both of his ankles
already. Yeah. Not a good pick.
And he's playing with 5-star recruits at offensive line, at left tackle, left guard, center, right guard, right tackle. And he's got 3 number one wide receivers.
But I want the guy with the swagger that Tua has. I want that swagger.
He's got some of that.
I want that. I want Trevor Lawrence. I want these guys to succeed.
He's not eligible yet.
I like Trevor Lawrence.
Jalen Hurts has more swagger than Tua.
Yes.
Why Lawrence can't come out next year? Ain't he a sophomore?
True sophomore. True he's got to wait till
he's got one more year.
3 years out.
Next this spring, 2020 or 2021?
2021.
I'll wait for him.
You're going to see a lot of teams hanging for him.
Okay, fine. So the Dolphins could do that. If that's who they want, they could go offensive lineman or somebody. I don't know. There's offensive lineman up there at one, but they could go with a different position at one or trade back and get a bunch of picks and wait till the following year to get their quarterback. They could do that.
There are two dudes that you'll see at the top of the draft. One, I believe, is from Bama, who's going to be at the top of the draft for offensive line. Then there's one at Texas who is just mean and nasty.
I'm getting a lineman from Wisconsin. I don't care what his name
not
is.
Not that high.
Biotis is probably going to go in the first round.
I want I would draft the whole five guys, except for how they played against.
Not the last week. Y'all better show me something else.
Well, I'll give him a pass.
Well, they already got your boy Michael Dieter over there, so they'll grab one more in the center, and they'll load it all up, pretty much like you're saying. Wendy's Big Show here goes into Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.